Well, good morning. It's my utmost pleasure to be here today. And for those of you who have been keeping track of my sermons, it will be no surprise today when I'm going to speak from a book that doesn't mention God. Not once. In fact, I've read this book and I don't even know who the author is. The king in the book is mentioned 175 times, but he's actually not the main character. His wife is, and her name translates basically to star. She is the star in this book. And don't worry, don't drag me off the platform. Today I am going to preach from the Bible. There's a book in the Bible that doesn't mention God, and we don't know who the author is. And for some of you here, you already know the answer to which book I'm going to preach from today. And that is the book of Esther. Esther's a tiny little book in the Old Testament. It's barely 10 chapters long. But it is an amazing book of Esther's courage in her appointment. And the effect of that has continued to ripple down time to us today. The main point of Esther is, we are appointed. And so today I'm going to talk about the fact that we are appointed, each and every one of us here. We are here by God's design. We are here for God's purpose, in a time, a place, a nation right now. And so let's just open our Bibles to Esther 4. It's going to be on the screen here, Esther 4, and this is the key verse of Esther, verses 13, it's actually 13 to 14. Mordecai sent back this answer, this is to Esther. Do you think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape? For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your family will perish. And who knows? But that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. But who knows that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this? Mordecai said these words to Esther. But it's often in the reflection of our own lives that we actually see the appointment of God on us. When we look back in Esther, we see the appointment of Esther for such a time to save her people. Esther had this amazing courage and faith in God that saved a nation, and that saved a people, her people, the Jews. Who knows? It's not who knows. Esther was placed in her time and appointment for such a time as this. Can I share with you a story? And today we're going to share a few stories. Let me introduce you to 11. It's a boat. And it's actually owned by one of my friends, Richard. And he's a boatie and he loves the ocean. And I love the ocean too. And each and every time he needs crew, he'll give me a call. I've known Richard for many years. And about 15 years ago, he came up to me and said, Fritz, I'd like to learn how to scuba dive. Can you make that happen? And I, being a keen scuba diver, went, no problems. And I suppose we're going to use 11 in this process too, aren't we? And he goes, yeah, what a great time to use the boat 11. So, a number of divers were organised, about six. And we planned and prepared to take 11 out for Rottnest, because one of the requirements of your scuba diving ticket is to complete four open water dives, or four ocean dives. I remember the day that we left. It was a really bright, calm summer's day, knowing that the sea breeze was going to come in the afternoon. We went out early to Rottnest, and we headed up on the north side. And we completed these dives, one, two, three, four, each time coming a little closer back to Rottnest. On the completion of the fourth dive, the atmosphere in the boat was joyful. You could hear everyone laughing and almost giggling about what had happened and the experiences that were formed at that time. And so we were on the flybridge and we just drove back to Rottnest, to Thompson's Bay. And with more than 50 years of experience at the helm, we were shocked when we actually found ourselves north of where we should have been and in a dangerous reef structure called Kingston's Reef. So full stop on the boat. Richard said, "Fritz, go down to the front of the boat. I can't see what's going on. This reef is renowned for boulder-like rocks that can easily pierce the boat's hull. So down to the front of the boat." And we had easily entered this reef system, and we knew that it would be difficult to exit it. And so guiding the boat with a few arm marks, we proceeded out to the outer edge of it. And to my shock and surprise, there clinging to the outer danger marker was a man, panic in his eyes, struggling to wave and get our attention. "Man overboard!" And I was pointing, "Man overboard!" And the crew on the boat started to wake up to the realization that there was someone in the water. They followed my arm direction. We saw the man. We went over and plucked him from the water. On the back of the boat, his panic turned to relief. But it turned to panic again as he explained the situation to us. They were scuba divers, and they had gone for a dive in their boat. And when they had come up, their boat was gone. It had broken from the anchor. And so they were 3 km offshore with a building summer breeze getting blown offshore. And he said to us, my mate is still in the water trying to swim to shore against the breeze. With a quick discussion, we actually posted lookouts around the boat and we took the most direct route to shore. About 15 minutes later, bobbing along in the water, we found his mate. His scuba gear dropped because of the weight. And him too, we plucked from the water and put him on the back of the boat. His panic in his voice was still there as he was trying to explain his mate. But then he realized his mate was there. And this amazing scene formed on the back of the boat as these two men hugged each other, no longer fearing the other lost. Yeah, we went out and we found their boat drifting out to Geraldton, and then we brought them back to Thompson's Bay and let them go. Who knows that you have been appointed for such a time as this? Do you think that it was just a coincidence that we were there? Last boat, really in the late afternoon, coming back to Rotto. Off direction, with years of experience. This story is really part of a metaphor about our lives, and that God places us in times and places for such a time as this. For such a time as this. Do you know, in God's kingdom, there is no mistakes, there is no accidents, there are no coincidences. In fact, God wasn't even surprised at your birth. Psalm 139 says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book, and every moment was laid out before a single day had even passed." You are appointed. God knows where he's going to place you in your journey, in your life, for such a time as this. Esther had courage in her appointment. And you know, the Lord calls on you to be courageous in your appointment. Let me just give you an example from another experience. And that was our trip to Papua New Guinea in 2016. It's 2 years since we've been to Papua New Guinea. You know, we had a small team of men organized from this church that went. After we organized the men, Michael rang his brothers up in Papua New Guinea and said to them, "Brother, Remy, Connie, I'm bringing a team of people to our village from Australia." And Connie and Remy said, "This is no surprise. This is no accident. We already knew that this was happening, that a team was coming from Australia. It's no surprise." Second thing, and we love God's humor in this story, is that I don't know if you can recall this, but our team fed this whole congregation donuts on a Sunday, and we gave prayer cards out. And we love God's humor because amongst us, our men, we said, "This is holy food, brothers. We're going to give our congregation holy food." Well, in Ockville, which is Michael's village, water village, our very first meal was these bright iced blue donuts. This place has got no main roads coming in, no minor roads coming in. We flew in with an airplane and we walked 2 Ks in. Brightest blue donuts. Coincidence? There are no coincidences in the kingdom of God. You know, and with that knowledge of that appointment, we had a conference there or a meeting for 3 days. It turned into 6 days, but my privilege was to actually do the altar call on the very first day. And being very new again to Christ at that time, for me, that was quite a fearful occasion. I was very nervous of the effects of my words, very aware of my words, and so put my trust in God on that moment. After the altar call on the response, more than 600 people put their hand up. More than 600 people committed their lives to God for the first time or recommitted their lives to God. In the courage of your appointment, who will be saved? You are not a mistake. There are no accidents in the kingdom of God. There are no coincidences. You too are appointed. You know, the spirit that God gives us is not one of being timid, but He gives us a spirit of power, a spirit of love and self-discipline. And so I say to you, be on your guard. This will come up too. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous and be strong. Amen. Courageous in your appointment, for you all here are appointed. Last story. Do you know, I used to run pubs. I used to be a publican. And I used to serve beer for a living. Things have changed. Things have really changed. And in my public bar, we had a group of guys and we made a golfing club. And once a month, we'd go to various different golf courses around Perth on a Sunday morning. Probably should have been in church, but we'd play golf once a month on Sunday mornings. And we had this golfing day at Meadow Springs. and we jumped in the car very early in the morning, and I headed down the freeway south. And as I was relaxed and driving down the freeway, there on the other side of the road was this orange Falcon. And he overtook two cars and touched the gravel. And this car started to roll and roll and roll. The body of the driver could be seen half in the front window, out the window, as the car was rolling and rolling. And almost instinctively, I turned the wheel and drove across the medium strip to the other side, backtracking to where the cloud of dust was. And as I stopped the car and got out, there on the floor was the body of a 15-year-old. You know, perfect in every way. A trickle of blood from his ear. I remember that. His breathing really shallow. And I knew at that time that his life was passing. And I was very far from God at that time. But I knew that this boy needed Jesus. And I knew that I was there for such a time as that. But congregation, I did not have the courage to speak it to him. In fact, I don't know if anyone in his life had the courage in their appointment to tell him about God. Can we have the musicians up? I don't know if anyone, and you know, he passed. Later on that day, I got a phone call from the police, and he passed from this life to the next. And I do not know if I will see him in heaven. And church, I just want to call on you today. Christmas is approaching. You know, Franklin Graham's coming to town too. There are moments here in your everyday life that God has placed you there, appointed you, not by accident and not by mistake, with no coincidences. What will you do with your appointment? There are no mistakes in the kingdom of God. There are no accidents. Have courage in your appointment, people. You are appointed. Amen. And today, we're going to just have a miracle moment here at the front. And we're going to call people here forth for prayer. Because some of you here feel that your spirit is timid. And we're going to pray to God for strength for you. And for some of you here, you feel that you might be a mistake. But we're going to pray for you to tell you that you are worthy of the King of Kings. And for others here today, you might just be like that little boy, laying perfectly still in every way. Might never have heard the name that Jesus died for your sins, that he died to set you free, that you may have a relationship with him. And so that's today, congregation, I would like to call you forth. And if you have heard, if you are hearing for the first time about the name of Jesus, come forward too in this time and we'll pray for you. So come on. Come forward. Yep, and stand up. Let's sing too.